Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. This morning, I want to say what a blessing we have that we are able to gather together in God's presence today. I appreciate the elders giving me the opportunity to speak, and I hope that Charles and Dee have a nice vacation. And so anyway, let's get on with our lesson here. Sometimes in this life, we can feel like we're overwhelmed. In our day-to-day life, we face trials. We have financial problems, health struggles. Sometimes we have problems within our families or our relationships. All these things, or maybe doubts creep in. All these things can test our strength. But the New Testament reminds us that in Christ we have an unshakable hope and a source of strength that never fails. This morning I wanted to explore how Jesus' teachings and promises empower us to live with courage and joy. It doesn't matter what our circumstances may be. Let's look into God's Word and discover how to anchor our hearts in His hope. If you would, read with me Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. I will be reading from all the verses from the New American Standard Version. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now consider this. The Apostle Paul, he wrote these words from a Roman prison. He was facing uncertainty and hardship, yet his message is one of joy, peace, and trust in God. The New Testament is filled with promises that anchor us in hope and Jesus' assurance of his presence. The strength we find in faith, and the peace that comes through prayer. Today, I want to look at 3 points from the New Testament. First, we want to look at rejoicing in Christ, our source of hope. Then, I want to look at trusting God through prayer to overcome our anxieties. And then, I want to talk about resting in God's peace, which guards our heart. So, let's start by talking about rejoicing in Christ, our source of hope. In Philippians 4:4, Paul commands, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. This isn't a suggestion. It's a call to find joy in Christ no matter what the circumstances. Paul's joy wasn't based on his situation, but on Jesus. On Jesus, who said in John 16:33, if you would, in the world, you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Jesus' victory over sin and death is the foundation of our hope. Consider the early disciples in Acts 5, verses 40 through 41. After being flogged for preaching Jesus, they went on their way, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer for his name. Their joy came from knowing Christ and his eternal promise. These people had just been beaten, and they were happy. Romans 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When life feels heavy, we can rejoice because our hope is in Christ, who has overcome. What's one thing you can praise God for today, even in a hard season? Let that spark of joy anchor your soul. Now let's talk about our trust in God through prayer to overcome anxieties. In Philippians 4:6, where instructs us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Anxiety is real, whether it's worry about finances, health, or the future. Yet Paul points us to prayer as the antidote, not to worldly things that man chases after. Prayer to God is the antidote. Look at Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6:25-26. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more important than they? Jesus invites us to trust in God, in God's care, by bringing our concerns to Him. Peter echoes this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Prayer isn't just venting. It's an act of faith, handing our burdens over to a loving Father. When we pray with thanksgiving, as Paul says, we're reminded of God's past faithfulness, which fuels our trust for the future. Are you carrying a worry today? Take it to God in prayer, and you trust in His provision. Trust that He'll take care of it for you. Let's talk now about resting in God's peace, and which guards our heart. If you would, read with me in Philippians 4:7. Keep going back to Philippians. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This peace isn't just calm. It's a divine guard over our hearts, protecting us from fear and despair. Think of the disciples in the storm on the Sea of Galilee. In Mark 4, verses 38 through 40. Jesus was asleep in the boat, and they panicked, crying, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus calmed the storm and said, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" His presence brought peace, even in the chaos. Jesus promises that same peace in John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. When we rest in Christ's presence, His peace guards us. What storm in your life needs Jesus' peace today? Trust that He is with you, and it will calm your heart. So, how do we live this out? First, we always need to be rejoicing in Christ. We need to start every day by praising God for His love, His provision for or His promises. try memorizing Romans 15, verse 13 this week to remind you of this hope, of his hope. Second, pray through your anxieties. When you have anxieties, stop and pray. Make a habit of bringing your worries to God with thanksgiving. Write a prayer request and note how God answers it. Or rest in God. Third, rest in God's peace. When fear creeps in, pause and remember Jesus' promise from John 14, verse 27. Think of one challenge you're facing right now. Maybe it's a health concern or a strained relationship, uncertainty about the future. Like the disciples in the storm, you're not alone. Jesus is in the boat. He's with you. And we need to let his hope, strength, and peace carry us forward. In closing, this week, don't forget to think of God for his unshakable hope and peace. Keep him in your prayers. Keep your anxieties in your prayers for him so that he knows what you need. Let's go out this week and be anchored in the hope of Christ with his peace guarding our hearts. If there are any, I know this talk was mostly aimed at members this morning, but if you're not a member and you're visiting, if you find yourself in need to obey the gospel, if you would like to have this hope and this peace as the saints are afforded by Christ, then we have an opportunity this morning. If you're a member and you find yourself in need of repentance or the prayer of the saints, whatever your needs this morning, please come and stand as we sing to encourage you.